Hey, Rob, dead hawk. Do you ever be willing to wear a V-neck?
Brain Dead Radio presents...
They destroyed everything he had. Everything that he was.
Now, all that stands between a city and a disaster is a man who's been out of action for 30 years.
Crime has a new enemy.
You really are crazy.
Get ready to rock.
Once again, I welcome you to a new episode of The Ed Hawkins Show. Joining me today, sorry there, I've been drinking a little bit already. It's Saturday, what can I tell you, is my sister Marissa, who's actually now 17 years old, if you can believe it. Say hello, Marissa.
Hey, guys.
So let me tell you, how was life in high school and all that?
Oh, just stereotypical, I don't know.
You mean they're all the cliques, you know, like they listed in Ferris Bueller, the dweebs, the slobs, the gearheads, the dweezoids, the wastoids, all that good stuff? Please tell me you've seen Ferris Bueller.
I've seen clips of it.
You've seen clips of it?
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about, folks, when I'm talking about the youth of America. They don't even know what, you know, us folks, you know, born of the 80s, children of the 80s are talking about. But so really, the high school, you know, cliques still exist and all that?
They do, but they're not as outwardly apparent. I mean, there's definitely a table that was once reserved for those that heavily enjoyed metal music from the 80s.
Really? A lot of Metallica? Do they have the Iron Maiden jean jackets and all that?
Yep.
How do they feel about Motorhead?
I don't even know. They're just really weird, but...
Okay, but they're really metal, I guess. Yeah. I could say I didn't really have that, you know, in my high school days. All the way back in the early 2000s, you know, we didn't, were there cliques? Probably, but I wasn't aware of it because, you know, I was a loner. Except for whatever reason, in the last year of my high school, we had an influx of punkers. So I don't know if you've got that going on at your high school. Is that still going on or what?
Not really. It was more of the... cheerleaders, jock types, people in the student government.
Student government actually matters, or what? Does it have any points, or?
Well, they don't really do anything that is beneficial. They more just waste our money getting crumpers to come to our school for rallies.
Really? Crumpers? Wow.
Yeah, Tommy the Clown.
I've never heard of that. You mean, there's no Tommy. I've never heard of Tommy the Clown. I've heard of Homie the Clown.
No.
But that's before your time.
His name's Tommy the Clown, but he's also a cross-dresser, so I don't see how that relates to whatever topic they were trying to get out to the public.
I got nothing. I mean, we did our spirit events, but, you know, me, I didn't know what's what. I went to work. You know, I worked at Fatburger, so that's what's going on. But, you know, as always with any high school, you know, you have the crazy stories going on, I bet, right?
Yeah.
Clearly don't name names. We don't want to implicate anybody. You know, that's up to the school administration. We're not here to rat anybody out. So how has that been, really?
Well,
is it like 21 Jump Street, or is there any young cops undercover? Is Johnny Depp undercover right now?
Well, I guess I would never know, but...
You wouldn't know Johnny Depp? This is what I'm talking about, folks. The youth of America does not...
I know who Johnny Depp is, but if he's undercover, obviously I wouldn't know.
You know if it was Johnny Depp. You can clearly tell. Haven't you ever seen 21 Jump Street?
No.
Jeez. This is useless. But, yeah, I bet there's some crazy stuff, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, unlike other high schools that are in the area, we aren't really known for heavy drug use and alcohol use, but... I think we're starting to get there with people just coming to school drunk or getting high in parking lots.
Really? Yeah. Wow, look at that lack of creativity. That's what today's generation we have to deal with these days. It's unbelievable. Now, I myself never drank in high school. I never even cut class because for me it was like when I'd be sitting there in the afternoon, I'd be like, if I ditched, where would I go right now? And then I'd have no idea, so I'd have no place to go. So that I just stay in class. So.
Well, they don't even ditch. They get high during the break period, and they'll just come to class, and the teacher will make a remark about their eyes being red, and then they just laugh about
it. What do they say? A lot of allergies going on?
Yeah, basically.
Are baked goods sales ever increasing over there because of that type of thing?
Oh, no, we're not even allowed to have them.
You're not allowed to have baked goods?
No, just because of health conditions and... You know,
I could never really eat a Twinkie to begin with, but you're not allowed to have a Twinkie on campus?
Oh, we are, but you just can't be selling goods that you made at home. They don't.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, I figured you could, but you could bring in your own stuff, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Totally.
That's what I figured. So, I will say, speaking of all that crazy stuff, I know, high school's been depicted a lot on TV, but I know you were recently talking about a British show that I'm very familiar with, and I know the folks over at Back Talk, Ian and Christophe, are familiar with because they're over in the UK, is a show called Skins.
Yeah.
Now, could you, and I'm very familiar with, could you tell me a little bit about it and tell a little bit about the audience? What's it about?
Skins is about high school students that go to a public school. Well, the main characters do for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And all of their experience happens to be dealing with mostly drug use,
mm-hmm.
and alcohol use, and they're starting to have like sexual experiences and stuff like that.
Right. Well, I just want to point out for those out there that it's Skins is a British show, as I just said. It's set in some town, I think, called Bristol, and I know nothing about the geography of the UK, so I have no idea where the hell it is, but it's a somewhat interesting show in a couple of areas. First off, Dev Patel was discovered in that show. You may remember him from Slumdog
yeah.
Millionaire, but it was Danny Boyle's daughter, the director of Slumdog Millionaire, saw Dev Patel and said, and then, you know, she liked him. And then so Danny Boyle saw this guy and was like, oh, this will be perfect for the lead character, Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, that's why I started watching the show.
Actually. Same here, actually. Yeah. And the other thing is that, and I learned this from some people I know in the UK, is that that show is actually run by people in their late teens and early 20s. So it's kind of a for us, by us sort of thing. Now, I will say this show, despite its problems, is a lot better than Degrassi.
Oh,
now, have you seen Degrassi?
No, but I've heard about it, and I've seen little YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I watch it, I just want to inflict pain onto myself just to relieve myself of
Well, I wouldn't go as far as cutting yourself.
Okay,
I personally would have pulled an Elvis on my TV.
Slapping myself to stay awake.
Well, it's very boring, but as I'd said one time online that it was like the kids in Degrassi seem to go through more trauma than a 9/11 victim. I don't know why. So Skins has that going for it because it's not like every... It's called Perils of Pauline, where literally every disaster imaginable occurs. So these kids, they're from upper class. Let's put it basically. Now, the thing is, and I know you've only seen the third season. Or how many episodes of the first season have you seen?
Maybe four.
Okay, so you haven't seen the first full season.
No.
I will say, and you'll get to know this. I'm not going to spoil anything for you. Tony, which is the lead character, that guy is actually in the movie called, I think it's called A Single Man. He's actually in it right now, in theaters right now. That character is such a, ingrating twat. It's unbelievable. When you finish the season, you'll understand what I'm talking about. There's no way in hell this guy is likable. I think really, like, the only likable character in the whole show is, like, the gay kid, but they barely focus on him. So, I mean, props for the fact they don't highlight the fact he's, the gay kid, so he's not like, he's got those issues, but
yeah.
He doesn't really do much. And shockingly enough, Dev Patel, who's also in the show, they don't do much with him either, surprisingly. And to me, there's a lot of interesting things to depict about, because you don't see that on regular TV, around here in the States, that, about, kids that are Muslim, how are they dealing with it? It's not really focused on.
Yeah.
So, see what you think. If you come back on another episode, let me know how it goes. But I believe in terms of high school shows, Freaks and Geeks for the win. Please tell me you've seen Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, I have.
And the cool thing about it is now, my sister and I, we actually lived in the area that was filmed. So I know you must have recognized a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, filmed right around my high school, in fact, my second high school, because I was in between high schools. But, that show, bar none, best show there is about high school. I don't know how you could say a bad word about it, to be honest, really. I mean, what did you think of it?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was so
How could you not remember? It's the greatest, one of the greatest shows in existence.
I don't know. All of the new shows have kind of been...
This isn't even new. It's from 10 years ago.
I no, I'm saying the shows that are on now, they've kind of taken up my train of thought. And
well, what are you watching right now?
Well, it's not even that I'm watching it, but I just hear about it. It's like there are all these shows about teen pregnancy, and I think there was even a Lifetime movie about it.
That there's like a Lifetime movie on teen pregnancy every 5 minutes. That's well, that doesn't narrow
yeah,
down. Are you? Or wait. Are you talking about the MTV show, like, or like some show on TLC?
Which show? There's like 16 and Pregnant, Teen Mom, The American Life of a Teenage.
Well, that's a fiction. Yeah, that's a fiction.
I don't know.
I heard there was a show on TLC that was about homeless pregnant teenagers. I think I heard about this. Have
Probably.
You heard about this?
No.
Well, I could tell, and I know you checked the little box off on Facebook that you're not a fan of pregnancy. I'm not either. So we're both in agreement on that.
Well,
so.
I mean, I wouldn't be a fan of pregnancy, being 16, not making any income of your own, and obviously being dumb enough to get pregnant at that
mm-hmm.
age.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. It really is. And it's good to know you have a good head on your shoulders, you know, to know better. It's really good, you know. Unfortunately, I mean, you know, I could tell you when I was younger, I mean, not so much when I was in high school, but teen pregnancy really got, you know, was a big problem, like, in the early 90s when I was in elementary school. You weren't even alive yet, and I just remember that going on. And I went to two different high schools, but I don't remember that coming up at all. I mean, but once again, I was a loner, so I intentionally made myself a loner. I just went around with my, you know, head full of Hunter Thompson and just was off in my own little world. No one bothered me. No one did anything. That's basically, and that was the kind of cool thing about high school for me, because like I said, no one messed with me. It wasn't like, you know, the hell of like middle school or even elementary school, which I think it was Guillermo del Toro, the director, said, you know, about like school, especially elementary school, that's basically, you know, it's prison, because kids are mean bastards, and, you know, it's like being out in the prison yard, I think, you know, just because, you know, violence can happen out of nowhere, and everyone just seems to cover it up. So, but hopefully you haven't had any, you know, major chick fights like that, you know, where you got to put razor blades in your hair or something like that, something like out of the Warriors.
I don't really associate with anyone like that, but
there's none of that stuff going on, you know?
No, the only...
There's no turf wars or anything like that?
No, I mean, there's certainly sections where certain ethnicities like to hang out, but I don't really consider that to be a big deal. I know.
No, it's not.
When we had this motivational speaker come to our school,
was actually, it Tony Robbins?
No, it was.
Damn it.
Tyler Durden. I don't know.
Tyler Durden was your motivational speaker? Did he teach you to make soap? Come on. Oh, that would be the best motivational speaker.
Seriously, sounded like Brad Pitt's character from Fight Club.
So Tyler Durden was the motivational speaker. Oh my god.
Durnham. I don't know.
But did he have a red leather jacket? You know, and
was he
selling soap? I think that's what we need to know right now.
He came onto campus with this giant polo shirt, some faded loose jeans.
Stone acid wash jeans?
No, they're just the faded normal kind.
So he was trying to act hip, but failing miserably. How old was this guy?
Like 50, 51.
Good
or
lord.
Something.
Wait a minute. I think you may have been invaded by Glenn Beck. I think that's happened here. Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure about that? Okay. I just want to be sure. But, yeah, that's, I mean, we had that going on in our high school. I mean, that's been going on since time in memoriam, you know, just, you don't care what the motivational speaker. It's like the teacher got tired that day, but they can't put on a video, so they'll bring in the motivational speaker. And, I mean, you know, is some of that stuff worthwhile? I would say so. But I'm not going to say it's the greatest thing ever. I mean, it's,
well,
you got to look for your own thing.
He's supposed to be really world renowned or some country renowned. I don't even
know. Well, Tyler Durden is world renowned.
Well,
I mean, for
okay.
the fact what he did, you know, he blew up those credit card companies. I mean, you know, that's unbelievable. Although, on a very funny note, that I imagine you saw Fight Club, right?
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
That's.
That area that Ed Norton and at the end when they blow up the buildings, that's actually where I used to work. That's Century City. So it's very funny to see, you know, not only does he probably blow up my former place of employment, but he blows up the Die Hard building on top of that, Nakatomi Plaza. So it's very funny to see that happen. But in any case, I guess, you know, that's, the stuff continues, you know, no matter what age it always continues. But at least I can say you've seen Freaks and Geeks. What are your, you know, I know the other big high school show is Glee. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. It's just some weird adaptation to American Idol. Like,
no, it's not.
Yeah, it
haven't
is.
You seen the show?
Well, yeah, but I mean,
it's not American Idol.
Well, they're singing popularized songs,
mm-hmm.
and they're depicting this really weird version of high school life. I mean, I don't know anyone that gets slushies thrown in their face for being weird.
Yeah, that episode was really ridiculous. I mean, the fact that because I saw this episode and the slushy thing, it was like they act like they were getting, like, you know, getting shot or something. The trauma. I mean, we know Glee is meant to be very fictionalized. It's very stylized, and you know what I mean. I got to give them props for the fact they're doing something like that. You know, it's a very positive show. I mean, you know, there's nothing. It isn't the usual, you know, bland, you know, CW nonsense, which is, you know, was going on before you even hit high school. It was going on when I was hitting high school, and it, you know, right around when Beverly Hills 90210 showed up, and then they had the new 90210, mm-hmm. which I think I tried watching for a few seconds, but to see the teacher is like at a Beverly Hills high school at 23 with my dead-end job, I'm like, God damn it. But the only thing I will give that show props for, 90210, is the fact they actually have a Persian character, which is actually more realistic, you know, portrayal of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
For once, they actually had that. So, you know, a little bit of, you know, cultural sensitivity, to say the least. But I will say, you know, what are the other things going on in, you know, in high school life? You know, please tell me it's, you know, that Twilight thing isn't still going on, is it?
Definitely not. We kind of haven't.
Did a riot break out when New Moon showed up? Please don't tell me that happened.
I have no idea. I'm sure there were a bunch of fangirls waiting in line at our local movie theater, but we kind of have an I hate Twilight policy at our school.
Is this actually instituted by the school administration, or is this more of an informal, if we see you with a Team Jacob t-shirt, we will personally beat you down policy?
I wouldn't go as far as to say we'll physically hurt you, but
right.
But I know that it's definitely been enforced by our TV news network, which is really popular in.
Oh, really? You have a TV network? That's something.
Yeah.
How's that working out? How does that work exactly?
Well, a bunch of the parents in the area work for the LA television networks anyways, and so
really?
Their kids are interested in it. And it's actually a really high-tech thing. They have the newest, latest equipment,
mm-hmm.
of TV cameras, and I think they even have the desk from CBS, their old desk or something.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're actually really top-notch down there.
Did anyone go as dressed as Ron Burgundy when they for Halloween or anything like that, when they would be at the TV network? Did anyone do anything from Anchorman?
I don't remember. I know.
How could you not remember Anchorman?
Okay, I remember Anchorman, but I don't remember that episode.
Well, that is an opportunity that's waiting to happen, I think. I mean, for me, we never had the TV network. I know the middle school down the street somehow had one, but everything we did was audio, although I know we would just read the bulletin in class. I mean, technology has changed so much in the 10 years since I've been in high school, so it's unbelievable to be to hearing about such stuff. But, you know, it's, you know, is it worthwhile TV, or is it like lame skits or stuff like that? Or they just do the morning bulletin?
It's pretty worthwhile. I mean, they kind of go over the bulletin, but there are a lot of extroverted personalities on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of just take it and run with it.
Oh, what do you mean? Do they censor it, or is there, you know?
Oh, well, I know a couple of times they've pulled the episode just because some parents they didn't like what they were presenting on there. I know on the day of Hanukkah, the whole cast, actually, that was on the show, they were all Jewish, and the two...
How Jewish are we talking, by the way? We talking, what level of Jewishness are we saying here?
I don't know, what are the levels?
Are we talking, like, stereotypical New York Jew, Hasidic, or full-blown Israeli?
I'd say none of the above.
Oh, okay,
they were just, you know, following their parents and their parents' generation in that, but...
So it's more like Mel Brooks' famous skit, Jews in Space.
Well, the thing is, the two male hosts, they were acting as rabbis, So
was like one of them Asian or something or what?
No, they're both Jewish, but like they had fake felt beards and they were joking around, and I guess some people didn't think it was funny, even though I mean I thought it was funny, mm-hmm. and so did other people, and so did the teacher that oversees it, but I guess some people were offended by it, so that's one case where it's not appropriate. But there are definitely a couple of guys that kind of tag team episodes, and they, I don't know, they just have really funny things to say about like equality and friendship and things like that. So everyone gets a kick out of that.
Equality and friendship. It sounds like Nightman, Fighter of the Day Man, you know. Please tell me, that's from It's Always Sunny. I don't know if you've seen that show, have you, or It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I haven't seen it. I've been meaning to look at it.
Oh, it's good. It's very crass. I like to think of it as a crass form of Seinfeld. I know others may not agree with me, but it is hilarious, but very, very crude. Don't have Mom catch you watching that. but it's some great stuff. You can catch some of the episodes on Hulu, but it's really, really good show. But speaking of other shows, I know you were watching the infamous Jersey Shore. What are your thoughts on that? I've never seen an episode. Personally, I don't want to, once again, pull an Elvis on my TV. And by pulling an Elvis, I mean shooting my TV. And, I mean, I have a cathode ray tube TV, you know, in here, which is, like, on its last legs. And it's been on its last legs for the past 4 years. You know, it could deserve to be shot at any moment. But, I don't have cable, so I haven't heard about this. But, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm glad not to hear about it. It's a bunch of...
Some of those douchebags are older than me, and that's shocking.
They're 28, 29, and they're coming out with a season 2, actually.
I heard about this, yes.
They're as bright as an orange. They
When you say bright as an orange, you mean both in terms of actual skin tone and actual intellectual terms. They're both bright. That's how bright they are.
I'd say both, actually, but... the guys, they have this phrase, GTL, gym tan laundry, and that's what they do every day, all day, and it's just...
How much but they don't wear anything. Why are they doing laundry all day?
I don't know.
They're running around shirtless. What are they washing?
It's just this weird Jersey, like, stereotype character, and they call themselves Guidos and Guidettes, and a lot of people find that offensive, but they don't. And the girls are just really, really slutty and whorish, and they have these ridiculous hairstyles where their hair is like a foot away from their actual face.
Right. And the thing is that whole thing, the Guido look, has actually been around for some time, although it was a different form. That actually, I think, started around the early 80s when, for some reason, guys would just start wearing mesh shirts out of nowhere. And have mustaches. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So, and then the Jersey hair thing, that's been around, that's always been going on since, I mean, you'd have to watch Goodfellas and you could see that, but even though that was New York, but,
yeah.
I know there's a member of our, you know, a member of the Brain Dead Radio Boards, Lisa NY, recent addition, would very much attest to the big hair nature of New Jersey, only to be rivaled by the big hair nature of Texas.
Yeah.
But, I'm glad I've never watched that show. But I never really watched many MTV shows. I mean, it still surprises me that Carson Daly still has a job. I mean, I never, you know, but as I've always said, you know, folks, you know, bitching about how much MTV sucks is as tired as about the programming, you know, it's just as tired.
Yeah, well, it's funny because in this one episode, they were
Let me just say, it didn't even play videos in my time either. So it didn't, believe me, there was no change by the time you got around.
Yeah.
So it sucked as horrible as it did then as it does now. I mean, you'd have to talk to Gen Xers in their 30s, mid-30s, to have the last time when MTV was actually good, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because MTV was promoting their newest episode. This was, I don't know,
of Jersey Shore?
Ago. Yeah, Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
And they were promoting this scene in which this really short, I'd say, I don't know, 5 feet or less girl, Snooki, they all have these really weird
nicknames. I'm aware of that, yeah.
She...
was this girl a little person or was she just petite?
I think she was just petite. I don't know, but she was punched by some.
Oh yeah, this was an infamous thing. I heard about that. Yeah, they actually blacked it out. The only reason I know about that is because there's a video on College Humor that like a New Jersey woman actually sat down and watched Jersey Shore. It was a New Jersey grandma that watched Jersey Shore. I can tell you the reaction was pretty good. Not as good as the, you know, video of the grandma watching Two Girls, One Cup. But, well, yeah, I've never seen that video. It's one of my videos that I refuse to see, much like the many websites I refuse to see. Never look at 4chan, because I'd have to disinfect my computer, or Rotten.com. I don't know if that still exists. That was back in my college days. And also, no, I think that's pretty much it. I know there was once a website we used to look at in college called Boners.com. It's not what you think. It actually was just a site of just funny images. Some of them were kind of gross, though, because unfortunately, because it was called Boners.com, there would occasionally be a cock shot in there. I was like, God damn it. You know, I had to be, me and my roommate are looking at this, and I'm like, oh. So that was terrible. But speaking of college, I know you're a senior in high school. You're working away at applying. Have you heard anything, or you have any expecting anything in the college life?
I haven't heard anything back yet from colleges. I still have a couple more to go. I mean,
more applications, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unlike a lot of the people that I'm friends with and a lot of people in my class, I'm not really applying only to the UC, the California state system. I've applied to maybe one Cal State and one UC, but for the rest, it's more just private institutions, and their deadlines are kind of farther back than others.
Do you have to take the ACTs for that, or you just have to use the SATs?
You can do either or. I wish I would have taken the ACT, because I hear that's so much easier, but...
Well, look at it this way. I can tell you your SAT score was definitely higher than mine, so I have no doubt about that, unless you haven't taken it already. So.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely taken it.
Oh, okay, yeah, I have no doubt yours will be higher than mine. But what do you think you'll expect in the college life? Now, if you go out of state, which would be pretty freaking sweet, I know you'd be dealing with different weather, so are you prepared to face down snow? unless you're going to school in, like, Florida.
Oh,
then are you ready to face down white people? No, not white people. Old people. Old white people.
No, definitely have not and will not apply to any schools in Florida.
What about the South?
No, I mean...
Nothing? All right, well, that's not important, but what do you think you might expect to see there?
I think if I go to the East Coast, I mean, just a whole mesh of people, like... going from wherever they're going to...
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't really see it as this whole new world, because I'm used to a whole array of people, and I'm not really one of those people that gets scared if I see some sort of individual that wears something different that I've never seen before, and...
I don't think that's that much different, you know, except if you go back east, you're going to have to wear snowshoes every so often, but...
Yeah.
I know for me, I mean, I went to college here locally, and it's, you know, I mean, it was what it was. I went to class, you know, it was a commuter school. I imagine where you go, you know, no matter where you go, you'll be in more of the traditional college environment. That's something I didn't get. I mean, I'm not really bothered by the fact that I wasn't really in a college town. You know, I barely drank. I mean, I barely drink now, but, you know, it's not something I really did in college. I mean, you know, for one thing, you got to pay for that, and booze is very expensive. So you got to keep that in mind. Also, I didn't even have the so-called freshman 15 because I bought my food, and this kind of led to my, you know, thing about basically I wish I didn't have to buy food. You know, that's how I'm able to kind of keep the weight off, I guess.
Yeah.
So I know some people will be complaining about that, but that's if you get, like, the meal plan or the cafeteria thing, which,
yeah.
I mean, at Northridge, hell, I mean, that stuff was like $8 to $10 if you didn't have a meal plan. I would just go there and buy it because I'm like, I didn't want to buy, you know, I didn't have any food and I didn't want to eat out. But it was like, there was something about it, even though it was like totally trashy, I would go there and buy that stuff. So I don't know. Freshman 15, I mean, is it, you know, I don't know how, I mean, I was actually told about that myself when I was going to start school. I'm like, really? And then I didn't really work out either, but I bought all my food. I mean, so I just barely ate. So
I think people are just really bored and
eat.
Yeah, the passing the time between their class. Oh, let's just go grab some stuff we can throw in a microwave that has no nutritional value.
Easy
at
Mac.
All.
Easy
yeah,
Mac.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, I you know, ramen noodles, I mean, I would just eat the noodles. I don't drink the liquid. I mean, when I went to high school, we actually had a vending machine that sold a cup of noodles, and that was one of the biggest sellers. It was the nastiest thing. It was in the styrofoam cup with the little, you know, things of kernels of corn. And we, you know, people would just heat that up and eat it, you know, because they didn't want to eat the cafeteria food.
Yeah.
And But, you know, it's, I'm trying to, you know, other than that, in terms of college life, I mean, I know in my time I used to buy those shitty frozen dinners, and I actually, after a while, I realized I was kind of wasting money because I barely ate those things because they're disgusting.
Yeah.
So I don't know how people could really put that stuff down. I mean, I imagine, you know, a lot of people are, you know, wondering how they're going to deal with it and all that nonsense, I guess. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think people realize that they're actually going to have to spend money on food. They won't just be able to walk to some, you know, their refrigerator, like at home, and grab something. You know, mom's not going to just bring them dinner
mm-hmm.
when they arrive to their dorm room. So there's yeah. going to be a lot of things that they're not used to.
Right. And then this is where I think most of the money ends up going to alcohol, and then they have no money, so then they eat ramen all day. So, yeah. And it's, let me tell you, it's not even good alcohol. It's the crappy, if you go back east, you'll be, you know, if you'll probably encounter something called natural ice, which is also known as natty ice. It is a horrible beer. And, for one thing, obviously, don't drink until you're 21, kids. But it's, yeah, it's not even worth it. And that always blew my mind. It's like, they're just, I mean, they want to get drunk real fast, but it's like, it's not even quality stuff. It's the worst garbage imaginable. So it's like, why not, you know, I mean, it's just terrible to me. It's such a waste of, you know, of money to spend on such garbage alcohol, really.
Yeah, it's almost like buying...
You might as well just buy rubbing alcohol and strain it through
oh
bread
my God.
At this point,
or,
if you're going to do that.
Or some Manson.
What?
There's Marilyn Manson. He created his own line of absinthe.
Yeah, I heard about this, yes.
Yeah, it's just...
You kidding? Well, it's not nothing like Donald Trump vodka, which is a real item, by the way. Donald Trump vodka. Never tasted it, let me tell you. It's... But I don't like his neckties, so I certainly would not drink his alcohol. But speaking of food, I know you have some unique food habits. I know we all do. You know, what is that exactly? You know, I know for a while you were vegetarian, I believe, or you didn't eat meat, or how did that work?
Well, I don't know. It started back when I was in middle school, and I just didn't really feel like eating animal products that much. Not mm-hmm. because I'm one of those people that's, you know...
Did you watch the vegetarian episode of The Simpsons and it touched you in such a way or something like that? Or?
Oh, no. I'm not... I don't know. I know there are a bunch of individuals that, you know, if they see anyone eating a cheeseburger, they'll just start screaming about mm-hmm. the, you know, the cow's death and
right.
all of that. And, I mean, it's certainly true that...
See, now, I agree meat is murder, but it is delicious, delicious murder. And also, I believe that if it's not... It's, you know... If you don't get that cow, that gives the cow the opportunity to get you. And you can't give the cow that opportunity.
How's the cow?
It's either him or me. I'm just saying, you know, that's just how, you know, it's killed or be killed out there, you know. And, you know, better me than the cow. That's all I'm saying. But, you know, how did that work out, you know, trying to be vegetarian and all that?
Well, the longest time I've been a vegetarian was about 2 years, and I kind of just got sick of it. I got mm-hmm. sick of, like, going out to eat and the only thing on the menu being some, like, cold roasted vegetable wrap.
It'd be a salad. You'd be eating salads, unless, you know...
Yeah, I mean, unless you go... In L.A., there are a bunch of, like...
There are vegan restaurants,
vegan restaurants, which is good.
But where you are, which is, you know, north of L.A., it's very difficult. And in my view, I've always thought, because I know you recently tried to do it again... I've always had the opinion that if you're, say, to be vegan, where you have no meat whatsoever, that, to me, you have to have, like, a lot of money to have. Because when you look at all those fake meat products out there, and I've had a few of them, like Morningstar and things like that, or something like... Yeah, Morningstar Farms. To me, their burgers taste like the ones that are in high school cafeterias, so I don't know, but...
I mean, it just depends how you prepare it, and, I mean,
you mean the fake meat products?
Yeah.
But the fake meat products are, like more expensive than the real thing.
Well,
it's kind of ridiculous.
What you get. I mean, if you're getting tofurkey, which tastes like shit and looks like shit.
Well,
anyways,
tofu tastes like shit, so.
No, it, I mean, tofu, it's.
Actually, that's not true. I mean,
really
I know if it's prepared a certain way.
It takes the form of the Yeah, I mean, if you know how to cook it, it
right.
doesn't taste badly, but I mean, there's certainly more things to eat besides the creepily looking meat that isn't really meat.
Right. But, I mean, there's a lot of fake meat products, but once again, it just seems like they're just so expensive, and you get, like, no portions. So...
Well, I mean, I think that if you think about it, being a vegetarian or vegan, it kind of, unless you're always going out to eat at restaurants, mm-hmm. it's actually quite inexpensive, because if you think about it, you know, you have your grains, and buying bread or rice, that's always way cheaper than buying... meat and all that, and then you have your veggies, and sure, you'll get some, like, fake meat products sometimes, but that's not the only part of your diet.
Right, so. But then if you want to have, like, a dessert or something, you have to avoid the fact there are eggs. How do you deal with that?
There's a lot of, if you go to, I mean, even Pavilions, Vons, they have, like, soy ice cream, soy delicious.
Yeah, soy milk and all that. I've never had the stuff, but. I would see that stuff all the time. Or you'd even have, like, sherbet or something like that. But, yes. I don't know.
Why eat the, it's like, even if it's vegan or vegetarian, that ice cream's still going to be bad for you. There's still,
well, it's a dessert. It's not meant to be gorged on. I mean, this is not like, that was like the one thing that always bugged me, like, I imagine you saw the documentary Super Size Me, right?
Yeah.
Well, the whole argument is idiotic because he's gorging himself on McDonald's. Even McDonald's has said, our food is not meant to be gorged on all day.
Yeah, but some people
can't stand them. Well, I mean, that's their fault. And unfortunately, I mean, they pay the consequences. I mean, in a sense, we all pay for the consequences because they would be a drain on the healthcare system. But, they are paying the price. I mean, that's their choice in my view. I mean, for me, I can't even handle most fast food for whatever reason. I just can't. It's just, it just does not agree with me.
Yeah, that's probably because it was made, like, hours before and just been
sitting. No, I just can't handle a lot of grease. So I don't know what weird biological component that is. But, I mean, if there was a significant health issue where I was told I had to, do it this way, then I understood. But I personally can't bring myself to go that way. Yeah.
You just have to have the right mindset, because I know,
I mean, you gotta have motivation.
Yeah, I know that when there have been points when I'm like, okay, I don't want to be a vegetarian, like, I'm sick of this, and someone was like, oh, I'm gonna become a vegetarian, do you want to do it with me? And I didn't have the right mindset.
Conversion.
And it wouldn't work. I mean,
right.
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with giving it a shot.
I mean, why I wouldn't tell someone, hey, you should be a vegan, because I am. If someone wants to do that and they feel that it would be healthier for them, go for it. But it's really the individual's choice.
Right. No, that's absolutely the case. And I mean, I've yet to encounter an actual vegan that got in my face about it. I just remember there was, like, some many years ago, there was some story down in Orange County where this guy was a bus driver and he was a vegan. And they were, as a promotion for the bus company, they would give out Carl's Jr. coupons for free burgers. And this guy refused to do it. It was absolutely ridiculous. And then the classic example of the hypocritical vegan is that they will refuse to, they'll talk about the evils of meat, yet they're wearing some sort of leather product, whether it be like shoes or a belt. So, yeah. I mean, there are people that do go out there like that and will go out and, they'll just go whole hog, so to speak. They'll just, they'll get the animal leather products, the faux leather, their clothes. I mean, it gets ridiculous. I don't know how you feel about
I don't know why anyone would want to wear that much PVC. I mean,
if they're into that sort of thing, but then that stuff isn't going to breathe.
Well, yeah, and it actually, now the stores that sell that, due to some proposition that just recently passed, they have to say that the chemicals that are in this product is linked to cancer. So. Right.
Well, everything is linked to cancer.
Well, there's like lead in the plastics, or there was.
There was. I mean, there should not be lead in the products. Yeah, was long ago banned, but unfortunately, due to the fact we imported some stuff from China, that came out, and that was in kids' toys.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, I mean, I'm trying to eat better. I mean, trying to mix it up. But I mean, for me, that's just trying to cook a little bit more.
Yeah.
Using the slow cooker. I mean, I personally wouldn't want to go out for a heavy steak sandwich all the time, but, I mean, there have been times when I would try to eat just a salad, and I'd be all woozy afterwards.
I haven't really even eaten that much salads lately. I mean, like, as a side.
What do you eat if you're not eating salads?
Well, because that's what people think who haven't really delved into the world of, like, being vegetarian. Mm-hmm. There's always stir fry. That's really easy to make.
That's true. Stir fry tofu. I mean, here's
tofu
the.
Or just
I mean, that's a funny thing. I mean, because I recently, in my travels, say when I was back in Sydney a couple of years ago, I tried Indian food for the first time, and that style of cooking, I believe, and it does work very well with being vegetarian. Obviously, because the Hindu peoples do not eat I know they don't eat beef, but I'm not sure. I believe they are. Yeah, they are vegetarian people.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, they you know, it's, the cooking is unbelievable, and there are some very impressive things. I mean, there was a funny thing. We had actually had a catered lunch at work some time ago, and it was all fake chicken. I had no idea. And I mean, it kind of tasted a little bit funny, but I didn't care, and because it was free food. But you know, it was it wasn't too bad actually. I mean, that's the kind of thing. I don't mind if you could mix it up a little bit. It's all right in my book. I just you know, to me, I just can't bring myself to go whole hog like that. To me, I just don't see that much of a change, in my lifestyle. And you know, that's just that's the sort of thing. I mean, for me, I could quit drinking probably very easily. Although it'd be a little odd going out on Saturday nights, but that's only when I drink anyway. So, and I have my set plans for that. Once again, I know the members of Brain Dead Radio are once again laughing at me because of my lack of drinking. And, what can I say, guys? I just can't compete with you in that respect. So, but those guys, they will practically binge drink. It's not funny.
I just think binge drinking is stupid.
Oh, it is.
I don't understand why people have this fascination with drinking to get drunk or to feel that looseness or whatever, just because, I mean, getting back to health and the fact that we're living longer, mm-hmm.
They want to get that way because they like that sort of thing, except for the hangover afterwards.
Yeah, I wouldn't really like it when years later my liver is hardening.
Yeah, well, I mean, that takes years and years of abuse or practice.
I don't
but
know, it's
still.
Like what's... It's just kind of like, I mean, obviously it's not going to, it would never work to say, oh, no one's going to drink because everyone does.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to get so wasted that... Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, that behavior is encouraged.
And like, in a pile of your own vomit, I mean, I really wouldn't want to be...
Yeah, you don't need to tell me about what you've done, and that's none of my business.
No,
but
I'm not saying that I have done that, but just hearing other people's stories, it's funny.
I mean, yeah, there wasn't, like, there's some massive alcohol ring busted at your school or something like that. Once again, 21 Jump Street in action, I think.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Yeah, that was... They had actually come to school already drunk.
They came to school drunk. How drunk were these people? Were they bit, or was it full-blown, funny drunk?
I don't know.
That's unbelievable.
There, but I guess... Or they might have had it in whatever car they had come in. And
they put it in a Powerade bottle or something.
Yeah, and then I guess someone had spoken to the administration about it, and so they're all being questioned, but... They actually didn't even press charges on all those individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Hours later, they had them take a urine test, which they should have done immediately because after a couple of hours, it goes through your system.
Well, it'll decrease, but I mean, it does take time, which is why, I remember in of all classes, I think it was microeconomics. I remember being told, if you're the, basically it was like decision making and all that. Like if you're the cop, you're going to want the breathalyzer. If you're the one being arrested, you're going to want the blood test because it just takes that much longer to put together the test. And by the time the test is thrown together,
I don't even think you have an option anymore.
I had heard you could. I mean, but once again, I've never been busted for DUI. So I guess, when I set up an email account for this show, if you've had any stories of your DUI, and want to explain whether or not they actually still do, you have the decision of doing breathalyzer or blood test, please let me know. I think the listeners would want to know.
I really think you don't, because people would say, oh, blood test, and they would come hours
later. You're thinking straight. I think when you're the drunk, and if the officer knows you're drunk, they're going to hit you with the breathalyzer anyway. I believe it's if you refuse, they're not going to shove the breathalyzer into your face. They'll get the blood out of you, but that the idea is that it'll just take longer to get the blood out of your system, because I got to go to the hospital and lay you down and all that nonsense. But once again, that's nothing new. And it's funny I say that because recently Spider-Man just is going to get rebooted, so they're going to put it back in high school again. And it's part of the thing about Spider-Man 4 was they were going to do, it was going to be about contemporary teenage, contemporary issues in high school. Now, first Spider-Man was in 2002. I don't know what differences have there, have come up in, the time between then and now in terms of high school. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe climate change wasn't at the forefront back in the day. I'm not quite sure, but I just know it's what differences. Because I know, the technology got a little bit fancier. Is everyone using their iPhones and all that in high school now, or what?
Everyone will have their iPad out in the...
They got the iPad already? Wow. Or no, don't you just mean a really big iPhone?
I don't know what that thing is. It's ridiculous.
With the iPad?
Yeah, it doesn't even... It doesn't use the Mac Leopard or the...
The operating system.
It doesn't
even run Flash. That's stupid. No, that's three quarters of the internet right there.
It runs on PC or something.
I have no idea. I'm sure the IT people of Braindead Radio, which is about nearly all of them, will then proceed to yell at me as to what the operating system is of the iPad. I mean, the iPhone is a great little device, although for me, I'm at some point just going to get the Droid just because I don't like AT&T. But
yeah,
it's crazy. So they allow cell phones in high school now, huh?
Yeah,
do they?
I mean, everyone practically has an iPhone or...
Unbelievable. iPhones in the high schools now. That's amazing to hear.
Yeah, definitely. And
where are kids getting the money these days? But, you know,
their parents.
Their parents are buying them iPhones? I mean, yeah. I once saw, I think it was like an 11-year-old kid with a BlackBerry. I'm like, and no one, I mean, I barely get any phone calls. So I'm like, oh, hell, you know? That's ridiculous.
No, it's because instead of talking to your friend who's sitting right next to you, you text them.
I see. The days of passing notes has become passé, so it's...
Yeah.
I mean, well, hell, that actually didn't go on in my high school either, so... But that's something. The fact everyone's got an iPhone, so I guess all the pictures are being passed around and all that. Now, in my day, although actually MySpace didn't come around until 2005, I don't know if the MySpace...
MySpace is kind of dead now.
Oh, yeah, it is. But I wonder if the MySpace picture still exists. I don't know if you're familiar with what that is or not. But
now it's called the Facebook picture.
Are you kidding me? That's what the slanted picture is now called, the Facebook picture?
No, I mean, I don't think it was ever called the quote-unquote MySpace picture.
I know it was in my circle, it was, but that's the way we always looked at it. But then that was also during the days, you know, you had a serious, you know, emo thing going on in this country. So I don't know if that's still going on. And I only say that because I just found out Fall Out Boy just broke up. So I don't know. Any thoughts on that at all?
Oh, that's a really big deal, I guess. Not really.
It would have been a big deal in 2005, I tell you.
I mean, I don't really think anyone cares about Pete Wentz anymore.
I don't think anyone did, to begin with.
Well, I guess they can't.
Unless they were trying to find his cock on the internet. I think that was about it. But I think he planned that. I'm not familiar with the story, but I know it was very funny, like in 06, 07, there were actually, like, and this was down in Mexico, there'd be actual emo versus greaser fights. They would actually get, there'd be riots, and they would fight it, duke it out. It was like, no, it was the emos and the metalheads. So I'm kidding, not kidding. So I don't know what music, the kids these days are listening to, but any thoughts on that at all, or what?
Well, I know, you know, hip-hop is still popularized by Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
I don't know why everyone's fascinated with this guy. He's tremendously ugly.
Did you see him on the cover of Rolling Stone? He doesn't... No. I won't say that to his face.
Did you see his interview with Katie Couric?
Nope. Oh, he's on Cake. That's hilarious. Yeah. Walter Cronkite is rolling around in his grave as we speak.
He was talking about his weed habit or something.
Well, that's a shock. He's got a weed habit. He actually seems like a small guy, oddly enough.
Yeah, he is. I think he...
I heard he was like 5'8". But I'm like, he's on the cover of Rolling Stone shirtless, and he's like... This dude don't even, you know, he doesn't look like he's that well in shape. I mean, I ain't gonna say that to his face, but, you know, it's just like, you don't even look that healthy, you know what I'm saying? But, well, once again, when you got a significant weed habit combined with, I think also, if I'm not mistaken, he's got a big cough syrup habit, you know, that's something.
God.
Yeah, I mean, that would be something like kids, when you got, like, no access, I think, to actual drugs and you're that bored, kids will actually just chug cough syrup.
Yeah, I know, because it has the,
And it's Robitussin, which is very foul. It's not even NyQuil, you know? That'll knock you out. But not Robitussin? Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, that's just terrible.
I think people definitely have access to other drugs.
Well, you know, people just get high on anything. But I, for myself, get high on life. You know, that's something that the youth of America, you know, should be aware of. But other than that, you know, it's certainly, you know, been good to have you here. And, you know, hopefully... You know, you can come back on the show and let us know, you know, how it is, you know, chasing that college dream and all that. You know, let me know how
definitely.
That is at some point. So with that, for the Ed Hawken Show, I'm Ed Hawken.
And I'm Marissa.
Stay frosty.